Good morning, Your Honor. Michael Quasbro on behalf of Appellant, and I know the courts always review the briefs in detail before argument. What I'd like to emphasize this morning is going to be the point that the complete lack of an exception to the bar against offsets in Section 362.
Isn't the exception, if you want to call it that, equitable recoupment?
That is exactly the issue at hand, Your Honor, and it gets down to the fact that the Congress did not provide for an exception to set off.
So you think equitable recoupment just doesn't apply at all? Could never apply because Congress hasn't provided for it?
That is correct.
Okay, so what do you do with our prior case law that makes clear, and in fact, the Supreme Court's case law that makes clear that equitable recoupment is available in a bankruptcy proceeding?
It is our position, Your Honor, that in all of those cases, there was a separate statute that somehow applied it. And as I said in my brief, the cases from the Tenth Circuit are what establish the beginning of the concept of recoupment. And we believe it's an error. Because from a policy standpoint, I'm kind of jumping ahead now that the court has brought that to my attention, the whole purpose of the bankruptcy code and the Section 362 and the automatic stay is just that, to have bright line rules.
Sir, I'm a little confused. I thought that in ERCLC hospitals, and other cases, we have applied equitable recoupment in bankruptcy cases. Is that not true?
It is true, Your Honor.
So why are we arguing about this?
I'm arguing that it's bad law, as I set forth in my
brief. I know, but we can't do anything about that. We're a three-judge panel. So I suggest you move on.
Thank you, Your Honor. Then I would also say that the policy of the rule in 362 is to have a bright line so that creditors don't violate the state, and to have case law created exceptions that on a case-by-case basis might be applied or not applied is not.
So now you're still arguing it. Is that what you're doing?
I'm arguing the policy.
Are you going to go on to the question of how it applies?
Correct, Your Honor.
Well, maybe phrase it this way. If, let's assume the equitable recoupment is an available remedy here, why, in your opinion, would it not apply in this case? It seems like it was appropriately applied.
That based upon the underlying rulings, I will not contest.
Then you understand we are a three-judge panel and we are bound by prior authority so that the prior authority remains valid until an on-bank court overrules it. Okay.
With that, Your Honor, I will have a seat.
Thank you.
Matthew Walker.
I think you just got a pretty good concession.
Don't think there's much for you to say.
The hardest thing for an appellate advocate to learn is when to sit down. You won.
I'm only making my appearance, Your Honors, yeah. And then I will sit down. Matthew Walker of Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw Pittman appearing for PARS, talent, and in light of the argument, I'll be happy to sit.
Thank you. Thanks for preparing for the case.
The case just presented is submitted.